It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Children, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, happy Friday, everybody. Welcome, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Robin from KNR is with us as well. Home Transitions, I should say, KNR Home Transitions. Robin, how are you today?
I am really good.
Okay, so we're going to delve into quickly because this is a large topic that we'll get as quickly as we can. And what I'll preface this by saying is if there's anything you have questions on that we may not have time to cover, then, of course, call KNR and they will walk you through this. But you're going to talk about title fraud.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, very
explain.
Much so. Well, Kat hopefully will be able to join us in a little bit. But Kat bought some property down in Texas. She worked with an agent down there. They closed a month ago. Okay. And she went down to take a look at it and was working with the architects and all the ins and outs to build on the property. And her agent got a call and found out that the whole thing was fraudulent.
Oh boy.
So somebody had gone in and stolen the seller's or this individual's identity and put their property up for sale. And I don't know if the agent never confirmed anything. We don't know what happened on the listing side, but that's something that you got to make sure. And that's something that we do. We are just meticulous in making sure it's know your customer,
right?
Basically. And,
yeah, Robin, if I may, what kind of safeguards do you have in place? Because a lot of agents, that would get right by.
Well, I think what it is with a lot of agents, they're so happy to get a listing these days that they'll take
anything,
it.
Right?
Yeah, and you know, we had an agent that we know, and she had gotten one where it was a really nice $1 million property, and she was all excited about it. A guy called and asked if, you know, she'd list it for him, and she said absolutely. And things just didn't make sense because he could never meet her and found out that it was fraudulent. And one of the first things we do is we will meet you at your property and we will go over everything.
Great.
You know, we will look at IDs. We will do whatever it takes to just confirm that it's you. Then we run an O&E, which is an ownership and encumbrance report. So we want to make sure to check that there aren't any liens or anything like that against the property as well. So I figure if you're in the house, you're living there, and so it's probably yours. And like I said, we'll check the O&E on it anyways, just to find out.
Now, what if you're on the buyer side or you're representing the buyer? How does that work? Same situation or not?
You know what? I think it should be the same situation. I mean, the buyer's side, first off, you're going to get title insurance. And I would strongly recommend you get extended coverage. It costs $75 more.
Okay.
And, you know, the title insurance will cover a lot of different things, including fraud. I would work with a really good title company. If you're not happy with the title company or your agent is not happy with the title company that is covering the sale, change it. I've done that before for folks because I didn't trust who the title company is. And again, look at the O&E reports. We will look at like ownership on the property and track everything through to make sure that it is the real person and everything.
The other thing I assume that you guys are doing also is you've gone through this initial stage that put the contract in. You've got some earnest money in. You guys are also checking, I would assume, that, hey, we've got the right title company. They're going to escrow that money. That way, if something happens and we need to get our earnest money back, it's refundable and all of those things as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's one thing, because the typical contract is going to take about 45 days.
Okay.
And there are all kinds of outs on the contract itself. And what really blows me away with this one is this is a month past closing. Mm. And so they had gone through, I mean, they're, one of the outs on the contract, at least in Colorado, is one on title and getting the title documents and checking the title and due diligence and everything else. And this guy was good. You know,
no, fraudsters usually are. Yeah.
That's why they're fraudsters, right, Andy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Robin, we're coming into the hotter time of year. Let's face it, for sales, a lot more people are going to want to put their homes on the market.
Yeah, school's out and they're wanting to make those changes, Andy, and all that. You're right.
Exactly. Yeah. And so because of that, I would think that the fraudsters are tuning up their game now, too.
They do. And here's something else. You know, we talked about buyers and sellers, but the other group we have to talk about is owners. Because, again, this is a third party. I don't know if they live in Texas or where they are, but his property was just sold out from under him.
Oh, gotcha.
And so that's another thing. So three things that I really, really recommend. And this all came from what I can ascertain as a stolen identity. Basically.
Sure.
And so you want to have LifeLock. You know, I was talking to some ladies last night about it, and they had their identity stolen, and within minutes, LifeLock was on it. There's another company out there called Home Title Lock that you can get, which also will help for alerts. But the other thing that folks can do is you can go to the county, mm-hmm. and you can actually sign up for fraud alerts. And, you know, I did it for a friend of mine who also got defrauded. They're busy these days. Mm. And it's really simple to do, but what you have to do is you go in and you sign up for a fraud alert, but you have to re-sign every single name. So I would be Robin Oglesby. I would be Robin L. Oglesby. I would be Robin Lewis Oglesby. I'd be Robin Powell Lewis Oglesby, et cetera, et cetera.
So that not everything would come through. As, right. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, because, you know, then I do all this work and then R. L. Oglesby.
Gotcha.
You know, wants to sell.
Okay.
So these are all things that folks have to do. And the other thing I recommend, it will cost you $100, but if you don't have it, get a locking mailbox.
Oh,
because
I never thought about that.
Yeah, because think about it. Yeah. You know, a lot of people, you mailed your taxes, you threw them in your mailbox, or you're getting a credit card. This happened to me. And with my credit card company, unbelievably, they send it activated. You don't even have to call to activate. And it was pulled out of my mailbox, and $3,800 later, we found out about it. And so just dump your mailbox, because there's important stuff in there, and get one that locks.
Yeah, I never thought about mine locks. I just never thought about having one that locks. Last several I've had have been that way, and I really didn't even think. I've done it for other reasons, but I didn't really think about that.
Yeah.
Very important. Okay.
No, it really works, John. I can't get in at all.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you did. Good stuff. All right, again, K&R Home Transitions, I say this all the time, if you want to save stress, which a lot of what we just talked about has to do with that stress, whether you're on the buying side, the selling side, in some cases, Robin, it could be both sides. Somebody's looking to move. They need help on the buying side, but they've got a property they've got to move to go buy the next house. So in that case, it's both sides, and you guys can help on either end or both.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we do. And I'm very proud of the due diligence that we do on our end. And, you know, we would hope that other agents do the same. Now, another one that's out there that's very hard is you have a house listed and the fraudster will look up the listing. They'll look up who owns the house and then they rent it. They'll put it up for rent and they'll collect your security deposit. And
that's another one to watch out
for.
All right, K&R Home Transitions. Again, if you've got any questions, I say it all the time, give Catherine and Robin either one a call. You can find them at klzradio.com or you can call 720-437-8210. The ladies will take care of you. They're happy to do it. I will highly vouch for them. As you can tell, they know their stuff. They know what's going on and know what's going on in the world around us, by the way. And I'm not saying, Robin, that not all realtors do. But not all realtors do. You guys have just learned things and done things over the years and have learned things over the several decades you've done business that, frankly, give you a one-up. It's that simple.
It's been an interesting ride.
I can imagine. All right. Again, Caner Home Transition, 720-437-8210. Level Engineering is next. Alan Davis, find out if solar is right for you. There's new programs where you may not have been able to make that work before, but you can now. Level Engineering, find him at klzradio.com.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels, around 5%, and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
All right, $100 off for your next visit from High Five Plumbing. So whatever you need, give them a call today, 877-WE-HIGH-5, 877-WE-HIGH-5.
Now is the time to call High Five Plumbing for all those things you've put off. High Five Plumbing has the tools and expertise to diagnose whatever your plumbing problems are. Gurgling toilets making you wonder if you have ghouls hiding in the pipes? Slow drains may mean you're on borrowed time. Drippy faucets can keep you up all night. During the month of April and for KLZ listeners only, High Five will give you $100 off for any basic repair. Things like slow drains, strange plumbing noises like gurgling toilets, or anything out of the ordinary could be bigger problems lying in wait. You don't want to miss this opportunity to find out before it's too late and even more costly. High Five has the highest standards for training their techs, and that means you'll know whether it's just a small thing or something that needs fixed now. Reach out to High Five Plumbing today to get $100 off a repair. Just tell them you're a KLZ listener. Call 877-WE-HIGH-5 to fix it for good.
All right, we just heard from K&R again. Whatever you need from them, find them at klzradio.com.
K&R Home Transitions sees your home for the value underneath. Don't take our word for it. Here's one of their recent clients about why they'll sell your home faster and for a higher price.
What impressed me most was their ability to understand the true value of our home. And when I say value, I'm not talking about the worth. I'm talking about what makes our house special. Even we are so familiar with our house, we didn't understand the little things that made our house very different from other houses. That's what won us over. When they started talking about little things like backsplashes and others that adds more value to your house and helps another buyer understand why your house is special than even the house down the street.
The value for your home is something that a great agent should see and talk to you about. Cat and Robin can get you more money faster for your home. So contact K&R at klzradio.com/homes to start.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado, and we've got some weather coming in this weekend. Make sure that you're dialed in when it comes to your roof, replacement, repair, extending the life of commercial, residential. Dave can do it all, 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax Rejuvenation Treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush together with Andy Pate.
Yep.
And John, are you ready for a movie?
Absolutely. It's Friday.
You know what? This one is kind of up your alley.
Okay.
Just so you know. Okay. Well, John, as you know, today's young generations are coddled and entitled.
No.
No. Hard to believe, I know.
Really?
But John, what if they were challenged? I mean, like, really challenged.
That would help.
Well, we see a true life example in Hard Miles.
Your Honor, he has shown real promise. I'm begging this court to give him the chance to realize that.
Our charter's under state review again. We need a positive story.
What's the matter with you? Huh?
Urban delinquents rehabilitated by tall trees and bright sunlight. The donors love that kind of stuff. Hoods in the woods. It'll look good on Facebook.
The Grand Canyon. Are you kidding me?
Thinking miles, not inches.
What's it gonna clock out at? 750 miles?
Good guess. 762. Each of these things is going to carry you across three states to the Grand Canyon.
Well, hear me out. I got a plan. Why don't we just drive?
If we drive it, I could do that.
Right now, you are unfamiliar with your bicycle.
The seat is killing my taint.
Yeah, it's kind of stabbing my squeak.
You'll get used to it.
But by the end of this trip, you will become one with it.
Oh, here we go.
Grand Canyon, huh?
You are going to learn to work together. Let's show the state who these kids really are.
Hey, boys, when we ride together, we say hope. Not that steep.
You gotta be kidding.
Typical cyclist. Can't stay in your lane.
That's a good one.
Craig, if you take those boys across the desert, they're going to fall apart.
They are going to see who they really are.
Help! Slow down!
I can't stop!
You guys would just listen to me. We'll get through this. Trust me.
Screw you, man! You think it's easy being us? You don't care about me.
That's not true.
You're always talking about wanting a crew. This is our crew. Right here.
Okay, John, what do you think?
Looks good.
Yeah. Well, Matthew Modine stars as social worker Greg Townsend of Ridgeview Youth Services. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
Does his name sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so you know about this story. It's a local story.
A little
story.
Bit, yes.
Yeah, it's a local story from Colorado, actually from Watkins, which is not far from where I live. It's five minutes down
just
the road.
East.
All right, well, this center was shut down due to incidents of drugs and improper restraints, but none of that involves what happens with Townsend in this story. Now, Townsend, he's a cycling enthusiast, and he's looking forward to his two-week ride from Denver to the Grand Canyon. That's 762 miles
right.
Through mountains and across deserts. Wow. How do these people do it, John?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
There's a better man than me.
Oh, there are a lot of better people than me,
yeah.
And they do this. Well, needing good publicity, Greg's director asks him to take four young men in his metal shop. So they're in his metal shop on a hike instead. Well, Greg insists it be a bike ride, the one he had planned. As is often the case, there are numerous challenges, John. I mean,
oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, well, here's one. They have no bikes.
That's a challenge.
There's no budget for a bike, but what is it he teaches these kids again?
Metal.
Welding. They make.
So you make your own.
Exactly. So they build their own bikes.
Okay.
Is that incredible? They build their own bikes. You know, they need to get the tires and stuff, but he knows the local shop owner. Getting to that guy, Greg gets this local bike shop owner. His name is Speedy. He's played by Sean Astin. Rudy.
Oh, got it.
Okay, he gets him to agree to sponsor the ride, so that's pretty cool. Well, then, of course, there are the four young men. Here they are. Woolbright, And he's really the star of it, I'd say. He's played by a young guy named Joaquin Guillory. And you're going to hear more about him in a moment. He hates the world. He hates everything, and he lashes out at everybody, makes fun of everybody. He's an alpha dog. He really is. You know what the type is. But they're really hurting inside. You got Smink, and he's played by Jackson Kelly. He won't eat. He has an eating disorder in that he refuses to eat.
Yeah, that isn't me.
Yeah, me either. You got Atencio. He's played by Damian Diaz. And he's always in trouble because of his temper. And finally, you got Rice, Zach Robbins. And his big problem is he's not too bright.
Oh.
Okay, and that's his problem.
Yeah, I can relate to that one also.
Yeah, I have a lot of days like that,
yeah,
John.
Me too, yeah.
Well, these four, they don't get along, and they fight constantly. And
oh,
Greg
boy.
Must also deal with his estranged, dying father. And this is really tearing him apart because he hasn't seen his dad in a while. Hmm. Well, driving in a van is Hattie. Now, she's played by Cynthia McWilliams, does a fine job. She's a psychologist, okay, and she's very sharp, but she also, let's face it, she is working with troubled boys, and they can get to her. They can get under her skin, and I think that's totally realistic. I like the way she portrays her role. She drives in a van behind them while they ride, and then they can throw the gear in there and
right.
break out the tents at night and
right.
so forth. It's pretty cool. Well, there's something about forcing four troubled youths to overcome an impossible task together. I mean, John, we coddle kids today. We do, but mountains, burning heat, seat pain, wow. This is something that is incredible that you take these four who, I mean, they're in a semi-prison, okay? They're
right.
locked in.
Right, right.
They're in a semi-prison.
It's a boys' home, right, basically.
Right, and they're going to go out and just do this. They've never ridden. It's incredible. Well, can Greg and these four work together? Can they finish? And most of all, can so many damaged lives actually change? We're going to find out in Hard Miles. What do you think?
Sounds good. Previews look good, all that. Yeah, story looks great.
Okay, well, here's what works in Hard Miles. And by the way, nobody even knows about this movie.
Right.
There's no buildup. It's a Colorado movie, folks. It's about a Colorado story, and it's about a guy who's actually quite well known in Colorado for what he's done, and nobody knows about this movie at all. Well, there's a great message here, first of all. We either coddle kids or we surrender, giving up on them. But challenging them beyond their limits can bring out the greatness we've lost. What do you think?
Again, great story.
Yeah. Modine, he does a great job as Greg.
I like him.
Yeah, I've always liked him. And the four boys are excellent. Now, you know what it's like. A lot of these can come off movie of the week-ish. But you got four boys who know how to act, and they bring it. We feel their emotion. We really do. And it goes up and down just like they are on the hills. It's pretty cool. Hard Miles means more than the ride. Let's just put it that way. The scenery, of course, is awesome. We get to be inspired along with these tough teens. And the direction, the directing of the movie, okay? The direction helps us feel the pain and anguish of the ride itself. They really capture it. You got the scares. You got the exhaustion. You got the heat. And they really do a good job directing it. Sometimes when you direct movies like this, they don't capture it.
Right.
I just want you to know, it feels very real here. Now, there's a nice mixture of hoping for the best, and this is probably the biggest thing. Let's get into this.
Okay.
A nice mixture of hoping for the best, but being tough with the worst. And this is the opposite of many today on both sides of the aisle, who either believe in naive compassion
mm-hmm.
or expecting nothing of teen criminals, who just write them off, right?
Right.
And what you really learn in this movie is when we coddle them or give up, it says a lot more about us than them.
Good point.
We just want an easy ride for us.
Good point.
That's why we coddle them. That's why we give up on them. Because we don't want to engage with them and involve ourselves in a life and help that life actually soar, which is pretty cool. And finally, if there's one driving word young people need, it's this: challenge. And I believe that is the word, John,
mm-hmm.
that is missing from our yep. entire current culture's approach to young people. And when you look out that window, and when you and I talk every Tuesday about where young people are today, that's what's missing, and that's why they're falling apart. What do you think?
Can't argue that, Andy. We talk about that a lot on this program.
Yeah, and you know what? In different ways, I think people on both the right and the left expect nothing of young people.
Agreed.
People on the left have no standards for them, and people on the right believe they can't reach any standards.
So we just write them off.
Right. What do you think?
I agree.
Okay.
Yes, that's part of our issue.
And Hard Miles, I think, really, it finds the balance there. It really does. Okay, What doesn't work in Hard Miles? Well, the pacing does wander a little bit at times.
Which these type of movies tend to at times.
Yeah, but you know, that also adds a little bit of realism.
Right.
Right? They're facing imminent closure of the center.
Of the facility.
Right. And so we have the pressure hanging over the group the entire time, but there were opportunities, I thought, for more humor in this. There was some humor throughout it in a number of places. I just thought they could have done a little more.
Okay.
And really, here's the biggest...
So it had more of a Hoosiers feel, because there wasn't much humor in it either.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say it's more of a Hoosiers feel. Some humor, not enough.
Versus some of the other... You know, Remember the Titans and so on type movies.
Exactly. The Waterboy, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
I'm kidding. Okay. Well, and here's the big thing. It just falls short of movies like October Sky, Dead Poets, other elite teen dramas. It falls a little bit short of them.
Okay.
But I don't think too much. Okay, here we go. Rotten Tomatoes gave this 82%.
That's pretty good.
John, I think they're spot on. I'm giving it quality 4 stars.
Okay.
This was...
Not bad.
Yeah. This was a movie that I didn't even know was out there. This is a lot like, what was it, Peanut Butter Falcon, which I gave 4.5.
Right.
Okay, now that's a little better movie, but this is a movie I didn't even know was out there.
It's just on the quality of that then.
Right.
Okay.
Political, 3, it doesn't take any sides.
Didn't preach at you?
No. I mean, unless you think social work is by its very nature left-wing, I do not. Okay.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No, I just think it's wingless. I think it's helping people. So there you go. More religious. I'm going to give it a 2 just because, let's face it, it's a little rough. These kids have language. Okay, they use some language.
Although,
guess what? That adds realism.
Well, I was just going to say, isn't that mean that, like it or not, that's that world.
Let's put it this way. I'm giving it a 2 to be honest with people.
So that they don't take their 10-year-old to it?
Bingo. But... I think a 2 was appropriate for this movie.
Yeah, because it's real.
I want real. Because otherwise it's going to come off like movie of the week, right?
Yeah, which you don't.
It's going to come off like a TV after school special. I don't want that.
No, you want the realism of what actually went on in the story. It makes the story more true to life.
Right. And, you know, when you saw Stand By Me, you saw that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and those incredible young actors. Remember how when they fell apart, it was real.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't some young teenager trying to act.
Right.
Okay, I'm telling you what, these guys, when they fell apart, it was real. They nailed it, John. They nailed it. And I was really impressed. Now, do I recommend going to see Hard Miles in the theaters? Yes, I do, because of the scenery.
Yeah, I was going to say the scenery is probably cool, right?
Yeah, and also because there are some danger moments and so forth, you're going to really feel those a lot more if you're in the theater. This is the first time in, quite a few weeks that I was not gripping the chair, but I was gripped emotionally watching these kids and watching their stories play out. I have not been in a long time.
Music, good, bad, indifferent?
The music was fine.
Okay.
It was good. Just fine. It was not
another reason to see it on the big screen or no?
I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not only the scenery, but the music to go along with it at that same time?
You know, it's a good question, John, because I'll be honest, I was much more into the look of it and into the characters.
Okay.
And I was really enjoying that. And, of course, you know me, child psychology, that kind of thing, that fascinates me. But setting that aside, it doesn't have to fascinate you at all. People do. And you, the reason I say this is kind of a John Rush film is you are somebody who has given people second chances.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Because nothing excites you more than when they win.
That's right. I believe in people, and somebody has to.
Exactly. Well,
awesome.
If you want to believe in people, go ahead and watch Hard Miles.
Okay.
I think it's worth it, and watch it on the big screen.
Very cool. Veteran Windows and Doors is next. Free installation right now through the month of April. No, you don't have to have windows and doors in. Just call Dave and get things started in April. Veteran Windows and Doors, find him at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
Ford of Bunches Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Give Kurt a call today. Find out what he can do for you on your mortgage. 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DOR, equal credit lender.
All right, e-gia.com. If you need insurance, they'll take care of it. They're a broker. They shop for you. e-gia.com.
Finding insurance can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars out of your pocket. You need an independent insurance broker to help you find the best coverage that fits your needs and at the very best premium. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of independent insurance specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance does not work for any insurance company. They can shop the market and find you the best premium for the coverage that you need. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is your home, auto, Medicare, life, ACA, health, or business insurance, GIA has got you covered. They've been doing this as independent brokers since 1984. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, John Rush together with Andy Pate. And John, are you ready for another movie?
Can you top the last one?
No.
Okay. Well, at least you're honest.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, but hey, right. I'm not saying it's bad either. All right, John, you like fight movies, don't you?
Yeah.
We're guys.
In general, yes.
We're guys. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's time for another fight movie in Boy Kills World.
This was never a great city, but it was ours.
Are you with me? Always.
Until Hilda Vanderkoy took it from us. This is how she keeps control. They call it the Calling.
They're all gonna watch and cheer as you die.
That's me. Facing televised execution by breakfast cereal mascots. Not my happiest day. But let me take you back to an even worse one. The day the Vanderkoys killed my family and left me deaf and mute. So, I made a three-step plan. Step one, give myself an inner voice. I took the last one I remembered from this video game. Player one wins! Step two, get stronger. A lot stronger. And step three, join a team.
Welcome to the Resistance.
Yeah, go team. The mission is simple. Make the Vanderkoys pay for what they have done. Insert crazy action montage.
Oh, yeah. What do you think, John?
It's not corny, but that's all right.
It is corny. Okay.
Well, it's okay. Corny's okay.
John, oh, yeah. Corny's great. I love corny. Okay, it's the near future in a post-apocalyptic world. Think Hunger Games. All right, that kind of give you the feel for it. Where a boy lives in a region that is governed by a powerful family. Well, Bill Skarsgård, he plays Boy. And Famke Janssen, she plays Hilda, a leader of the Vanderkoys. Well, Hilda and her family keep the peace, and here's how they do it, John, by regularly rounding up suspected criminals and executing them.
Okay.
It's called The Culling. They do it once a year.
The Culling.
Yeah, and if, you know, if they can't find enough, The Culling, yeah. And if they can't find enough criminals, they just, you know, find people.
Okay.
Unfortunately, one of their sweeps kills Boy's family. Well, Boy is left deaf and dumb, but he has an inner voice from his favorite video game, as you heard.
Okay.
Now, hell-bent on revenge, Boy trains to fight under a ruthless shaman, and the shaman is terribly ruthless. The shaman just treats him horribly. And along the way, Boy, well, he joins a resistance, hence the Hunger Games feel, right? Sort of. Along with fighting a family government, they also have to battle the family media. It's like North Korea. In a way. And adding fun to Boy's adventures are his inner dialogues with an image, get this, of his dead sister, Mina. Or Mina. I think it's Mina. And she's played by a young Quinn Copeland, who I'm just going to say I think has a pretty big future. I just think she does. Okay, I'll just say that right now. She's only like 12-ish, but I think she has a big future. They bicker a lot. And she's dead, by the way. It's just his image. They bicker, and it's darkly funny. But back to the action. Naturally, you never go right to the top and battle your biggest villain. Boy has to fight a string of very different combatants, including one called June 27th. June 27th, and that's Jessica Roth from Happy Death Day, who I love. So I was really happy to see her in this movie. Okay, John, can Boy kill the whole world? I mean, and will he have to survive? He has to work his way and get up to the family, and along the way, will he find some secrets that he didn't see coming? And that is the story of Boy Kills World. What do you think?
Boy Kills World.
Boy Kills World.
You know, sounds like a dumb action film that anybody can watch.
Exactly.
Mindless.
Yes.
Sit back and watch.
Only it gets a little mindful, and I'll tell you why. Okay. What works in Boy Kills World? Well, Bill Skarsgård is a terrific young actor, and of course he's ripped. You know, he's a very muscular young guy. You can put him in all kinds of action movies. He'll have some more coming out.
Okay.
Though a deaf mute, his facial expressions and movements are impressive. Yayan Ruyan does a great job as Boy's mentor / shaman. I think he does really well. And while I won't put them on the level of Kill Bill, the villains are a treat. There's a couple who are very funny. Most are not. Most are just kind of there, but a couple of them are very funny. There's pretty good humor, albeit offbeat, as you were listening. I especially enjoyed Boy's talk with Mina. I thought that was a lot of fun, or Mina. Now, here's the big key. H. John Benjamin, that's the voice you were hearing. I don't know if you know him. He's one of the greatest voice actors ever. He does things like Bob's Burgers, Archer. Have you ever heard of these shows?
Yeah.
Archer,
never watched him, but heard of him.
Archer's disgusting, but very, very inventive, very well written. And a lot of the humor in Boy Kills World, you can kind of feel the Archer kind of feeling to it.
Okay.
Which is interesting because Archer is extremely violent and they do the humor too. And finally, there's a terrific plot twist 3/4 of the way into this movie. I won't tell you what it is, of course, but it's very nicely done. And I didn't see that coming. Now, what doesn't work in Boy Kills World? Well, the comedic characters, some of them are not that funny. They really aren't, except for a couple villains. Once again, some of his allies are, one of them starts off kind of funny and then just trails off, doesn't work. This movie could have been funnier, John. The fights are butchery. Now, it's fun, but it's tedious. I was bored by the end. Really, I was. And here's the biggest issue. The comedy didn't match the story or the action. It's hard to even describe this, but it was like watching two different movies happening simultaneously.
Okay.
It didn't make sense. And even though I would watch almost anything voiced by H. John Benjamin, he is funny. He is a very funny voice actor. But it just didn't match the movie. Now, in the 3/4, the action gets really silly with Austin Powers-like sets. It was like I was watching Barbie or something, only with a lot of blood. I don't know. It it got kind of silly for a while, and then it got a little more real toward the end again, which I was grateful for. Basically this. This movie has a lot of neat pieces in it. You've got a really good action star who's a super fighting machine. You got a couple really good villains. You got a funny villain. You've got H. John Benjamin voicing over and bringing all his humor to it because he is so funny. And you've got so many pieces, they just don't tie together a lot. It doesn't flow for me. Okay? Not bad, but not great.
Okay.
Guess what? I'm going to agree with Rotten Tomatoes again. They give it 62%, and I think they're spot on again. Quality, I'm giving this 3 stars.
Okay.
It is worth seeing.
So it's decent, but not great.
Yeah, it's decent, but not great. It does, it just falls short in a number of ways. Look, when I am going to a movie like this, and I'm bored toward the end, you know it's kind of fallen short.
Which this movie you should never be bored in.
Right. And there are plenty of shocking moments and funny things.
So good. Keep them coming.
Yeah. Keep them coming. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Yeah. Exactly. And tie it together in a way that I'm going to care about. Thank goodness for the plot twist about 3/4 of the way through. That added interest because you really needed it. The thing was just stuck in mud at the time. Let's see here. Political 3.
So more, doesn't preach at you.
No. There's
okay.
No politics.
Okay.
Which good. I like.
Oh, that, yeah,
hooray.
That's a plus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That bumps it to a 4.
there you go. And more religious for obvious reasons, too.
Right.
I mean, there is not I'm not sure if there's a part of the body that wasn't cut off here. And that's okay. I just, after a while, you're seeing it. And after a while, you're just mowing. You know these movies where you're just mowing through people?
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. It's kind of like, okay, the way you're doing this, I know you're going to get all the way through this hallway of assassins. So
just get there.
Yeah. Okay, I don't care anymore. It's not fun.
Just do it now.
Yeah, yeah. That was a lot of this thing. Boy Kills World. Do I recommend going to the theater for this? Personally, I don't. But if you're into this, I do.
Okay.
This is one of those movies where it's going to be very... Look, there are going to be people who would see this and literally give it 0 stars. There are people who are going to see it. I think the highest anybody would give would be 4.
Got it.
For me, you know, it was more like about a 2, but I think it's 3 for general audiences because I think there's enough fun and enough funny stuff in this to entertain most moviegoers. I was entertained for the most part. Boy Kills World. If you want to go see it at the big screen, hey, at least you're going to see a lot of big killing up close.
Okay. With that, Gino's Auto Service is next. Steve Horvath, actually, the owner, is going to be with me tomorrow on Drive Radio, so be sure to tune in then. In the meantime, if you need something done to your vehicle, give Gino's a call today. It's ginosautoservice.com, and Gino starts with a J.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is having a strut sale. Struts help in the stability and handling of your vehicle and provide a better ride. This month, get a $50 NAPA rebate with the installation of 2 NAPA Quick Struts or a $150 rebate with 4 NAPA Quick Struts. Have you had your struts checked recently? At Geno's, we check your struts every oil change. Stop in this month and we'll check your struts for free. For over 40 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. We back up our work with NAPA's nationwide, peace of mind, 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Geno's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
All right, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, AC tune-up special right now. Give them a call. Find them at klzradio.com.
Something about summer.
Get your whole HVAC system ready for summer with Rheem Certified Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek is offering $50 off their spring tune-up service, and what they offer is what you pay, with no add-ons, trip charges, or other costs. Cub Creek service goes through a 25-point inspection where they'll check the entire system inside and outside of the home. They'll clean the unit and lines completely, even the coils outside or pads on your swamp cooler, and it's all included in their upfront cost. A crucial difference with Cub Creek is that they clean the system before they check it. That means all the buildup, dust, and dog hair won't give them indications of costly issues that can be fixed just by cleaning the system before testing. Get in before the summer rush to turn on the air conditioner with no surprises and know what you're going to pay up front. Contact Cub Creek Heating and AC now at klzradio.com/HVAC.
All right, for all of your medical care needs, Dr. Scott Faulkner would love to have you as a patient. 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
All right, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, two locations, Boulder and Fort Collins. They'll sell you a new used car, fix your current car, sell you an accessory, whatever you need, they've got you covered. RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, if you're out and about, by the way, watch for the rain, lightning. We've got storms, of course, coming in to the metro area, actually kind of all over. I saw a tornado even up in Lincoln, Nebraska area. We just heard thunder here a moment ago. So, yeah, this whole area is kind of in for some weather here through the weekend, so just be careful. All right.
You know what, though? It's great for everybody's lawns that are just taking off for the summer.
Well, very, very.
It's a nice launch.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true. All right. Yesterday's impossible question of the day.
Okay.
On April 25th, 1974, the NFL adopted two new rules plus another change. Name the rules and the change. One was overtime, and then they moved the goalposts from the front to the back of the end zone.
Great idea.
And yeah, you think? Yeah, they were all crashing into the pole.
I know.
And they limited contact defensive players that can be made with receivers.
Okay.
That was a rule change in 1974, Andy.
Yeah, but John, they have limited that contact too much.
Oh, I think by now they have, absolutely.
My gosh.
It's gotten worse and worse and worse.
I swear, if you breathe on a quarterback, it's a flag.
Yeah, that was limited to receivers. It's now limited, as you just said, to
everywhere.
Yeah, especially quarterbacks, which I understand. That's the nucleus of the offense, and people want to see touchdowns and so on, and I kind of get it, although, man, these guys, that's why Tom Brady can play all the way till he's, 40-something.
Right, and
you
that's the whole...
You could have done that in 1974.
Well, yeah, because for every team, you call that quarterback the franchise. Well, the league calls those quarterbacks the franchise.
Yeah, it's called The Money.
Exactly.
That's what it's
ka-ching,
called,
ka-ching,
Andy.
Baby.
That's what it is.
Tom Brady
it's the
means
cash
money.
Machine, Andy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is the ATM machine they are protecting.
Right.
And there's no, we're not saying anything people don't already know. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine. Call it what
it
is.
It just gets tiring.
It does, because again, and it's nothing against Brady or the like, but it's why quarterbacks now can play that long, because in 1974, even in 1994, Andy, they couldn't have played that long.
They were getting clobbered.
Yeah, they just couldn't do it. They were
right.
getting, you know, T-boned and
well,
you
I
name
agree.
It.
I agree with some of it, too. You know, blows to the head. I think, boy, that
I
needed
am
to
not
go
against
away.
That. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No.
So,
although sometimes they carry that too far, where it's like, wait a minute, what did you want that guy to be a contortionist and move his, you know, neck to a place that wouldn't have been, in, you know, wouldn't have been even possible to do on that play?
Well, John, the troubling thing is it got to a point where all the sports fans were saying, what are we going to put dresses on the quarterbacks? But now that seems too real.
I can't argue
in our
that.
Current society.
All right, question of the day today. This item was a favorite gag of the 50s magicians and comedians who popped out on early television variety shows, including Ernie Kovac, Red Skelton, Perry Como, Jimmy Durante, and Milton Berle. Name the item. Charlie, any idea? The item was a favorite gag. Close. Charlie
pie
said
in
something
face?
In my ear. It's close.
I'll say pie in the face. I got no idea.
Now that I know the answer, yeah, I can relate to that. Not that I was around in the 50s to watch television, but I can remember watching some of the older shows where some of those things would have been there. But
okay.
Some of you that are older might actually know that answer. Answer that on the RushToReason.com website. All right, we're going to change up hour two. We've got a little more time here, but we're going to change up hour two. So just before we go to break here, to get you guys motivated.
Yes!
To text us. Hour two, we're going to change things up. So next hour, we're not doing movie rental hour. So we're going to try to squeeze some things in during the months, especially as we go through the summer. This particular one, we're going to do songs and songs that motivate. Now, Andy,
songs
any caveats?
Songs that motivate you.
Motivate so, you.
And it could be, yeah, and by the way, that's different for everybody.
That's right. Whatever motivates you.
Everybody uses a different music on the treadmill.
Now,
everybody has different songs that, by the way, it could be inspirational songs. It could be motivational songs.
Now, the caveat I'm going to throw out.
Go ahead.
Is when I name some of these,
yeah,
no judgment.
Okay.
Because just as a side note,
that's all the fun.
There's not a hymn in any of the songs on my list.
Well, mine either.
Some of you hardcore Christians might say, John, we thought you were a better man than that. I like rock and roll, and I have liked all of, you know, genres of music. But when I want to get motivated, no offense, there's not too much music outside of rock and roll I'm listening to.
No, I understand that.
Does that make sense?
And by the way, we grew up with it. Come on, we're both, I'm 60, you're 59.
Yes.
Yeah, and.
And I like a lot of music. In fact, I'll say this.
Go ahead.
We
go
have
ahead.
Time. There's only a couple of genres of music I don't care for.
Opera.
I'm not a classical guy at all. Certain kinds of rap, yeah, it's out the door. I'm not into that. I'm
so you wouldn't go
either.
For opera rap?
And opera's the third. I'm not an opera guy at all. Add on. Classical just puts me to sleep. So if I want to go to sleep at night, then put that on.
Okay. Well, by the way, I've got a movie tie-in for this.
Okay.
Right? Boy Kills World, the training montage.
Oh, good.
Huh?
Okay.
There you
good.
Go.
Okay.
Because whenever you have a training montage in a movie, there you go.
So that's sort of the caveat. And again, please, I'm going to say this now, and I'm going to probably say it when we come in at the top of the hour. No judgment. Okay, because there's going to be some things that I throw out where you're all going to think, good night, John. You actually listen to that? Yeah.
You know, I'm just, now you got me interested. I'm just going to call you a deadbeat heathen the entire time.
You probably, you know.
Actually, on a few of mine, you will too.
Yeah, because some of them, and it's not, okay. And also, I will say this. The era that we all grew up in, especially the 70s and 80s, once you kind
metal
of start
bands.
Looking at the lyrics, you're like, oh, I really did like that song, but I probably shouldn't have.
Right.
I'll just throw that out.
No wonder I grew up evil.
There you go. Golden Eagle Financial is next. Make sure that you're dialed in when it comes to your financial future. Call Al today. And I did see this today, by the way. One out of five People in America over 50 have no financial plan. Don't let that be you. Call Al today, klzradio.com.
Life is always changing, so you need an advisor like Golden Eagle Financial to stay on top of your retirement plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial has experience responding to all the changes that happen in life. New jobs, regulatory changes, family circumstances, unforeseen events. All these things are reasons to make adjustments to your retirement strategy. Al can help you stay on top of these changes and respond in a way that benefits your goals and plans for a purpose-filled retirement. You can't be confident in a piecemeal plan. You need a solid, time-tested strategy from an advisor with abundant experience. Learn all you need to know about shaping your financial future with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial by going to klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Investment, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Live and local, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, so start texting us in your song that motivates. And yeah, for some of you really spiritual people, you can send us your hymns. That's fine. We'll make mention of them and I'll add it to the list. But no, those aren't on my list.
What if for Richard I do I Feel Pretty from West Side Story? I was talking about that Wednesday.
I feel pretty? Be my guest, Andy. We'll get Richard on here shortly.
I
won't. All right, guys, hang tight. Don't go anywhere. Hour 2 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.